You're going to notice something different about this episode, so I want to go ahead and explain it up front. I'm very sad to announce that after years of commitment to the show, Andrew Schwartz, who most of you know as the voice of Fesmer, but who also did the lion's share of the editing in our first season, has found himself unable to continue due to other commitments. We want to thank him for all of the work that he's put into the show and for bringing Fesmer to life. We want to wish him all the best in his future endeavors, which includes running his own recording business, which you can find out more about at jownow.com, JOWNOW.com. The good news from all of this is that the Second Shift project has been fortunate enough to find itself surrounded by some very talented people, and we have found an able person to fill Andrew's very large shoes in Mr. Ari Herbstman. If you don't recognize that name, you may recognize his voice. And if you don't recognize his voice, it's because he's a very good voice actor, who's done a variety of voices for the show in previous episodes, including playing Fesmer in our 2008 live performance, Campfire Tales. I hope that you will all welcome him to the show. With that said, please enjoy Second Shift, Season 2, Episode 10, Revolution, Part 1.
But Fesmer, what of you? Yes, of course. Chodokilinafai. Charantong, Ra, you must not leave now. The refinery is moments from exploding. Ra, Charantongafai! Sanjin, this is no jest. Gather your loved ones and run quickly. There is no knowing when this will occur. Rakore, flee now and query later.
So you and your fellow Pulavin can rob us. You should know we have nothing of worth.
If your lives are of any worth to you, heed my alert and run. Houses can be rebuilt, possessions reacquired, but your lives, the lives of your...
Children, heed your own words and move on! The fire spreads with great haste.
There is someone I must find.
As you say.
Oh, Fesmer, I have not given you permission to die.
Guys? Guys! Oh, man.
But Paranafai, are there other survivors?
God, I hope so. Help me move this. One, two... Catherine! Hey, wake up, Catherine.
Mike?
Oh, thank God.
Where are the others?
I don't know. The place just fell down on top of us. I don't recognize anything. Jared!
That was... racing. Where are the others?
Mike, help me up. We have to find them.
Sorry, not with those hands. Jareth, can you heal her while I... and... wait, who are you again?
Me, I am... We don't have time to waste. Let's move.
Kaith is correct, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Over here, I found Zana.
I'm coming. Jareth, find Archon and Phasmer.
Mike, help me lift this plank.
Let me. I've got it.
Zana, are you Rana?
Oh, Kaith. Your hands.
We can talk about it later.
I found her. Breathe, Archon. It is Rana.
Did you get the license plate?
What?
Of the bus that hit me.
Where is Fesmer?
The rest of us will look for him. Jareth, you gotta heal Catherine's hands now.
Mike, I'm fine. Fesmer may not be.
You are not fine. Her hands are shattered.
Kaith, we must act with haste to reconstruct any mobility.
No, we find Fesmer first. Fesmer!
Very well. Fesmer!
Fez, buddy!
Fesmer, Leo!
Blast must have thrown him further than the rest of us.
Fesmer!
Fesmer? Oh, I know what I'm...
Not... of I know him yet, Plumaluna.
Fesmer!
You have found him?
Oh, Fesmer... I thought...
Did I not... Did I not command you to flee?
I do not accept orders from you, Plamaluna. Not yet, at least.
Fez!
Oh, praise Anorum.
Take my hand, Mara.
Some water, Plauma.
Senjin, yes.
Kaith, I will tend to your hands now.
Thanks, Jareth.
Well, that was somewhat awful. Our word held. That at least is something. Water, Mike?
Thanks. I can't believe we all made it out of that one alive. I mean, seriously, guys. Wow.
Not all of us made it out.
Chianti.
Yes. It would appear that Garvin and all of his children perished.
They tried to kill us and died in their failure. They conceived their own doom.
Speaking in this manner can only bring ill portents, Jareth. They might have provided us with answers. The Hunters of Truth were meant to bear responsibility for this night. I would like to know why.
Sorry, and you are?
Ah, forgive me. Everyone, I would like you to meet Dita, surrogate of Chaka, daughter of Rungrot, and most recently, my Doki Luna.
Hi there.
Luna.
And you must be Koden. It is a great honor.
Cha Wilana Fai, Dita.
As to the meaning of this night, we will find our answers in Velia. Come, there is much work yet to be done.
Is over this last hill. Prepare for a wondrous sight.
Velia is where you and Fesmer first met.
Yes, and he brought remarkable letters of referral to my father, Rungrot. Fesmer has been truly astonishing.
Astonishing? Fesmer?
What, skepticism, Jareth? From you?
In truth, he may come to be the greatest leader the Hunters of Truth have ever had. Save yourself, Koden, of course.
And your father.
Of course.
All necessary respect accorded to him, but Rungrot and I are of differing minds. I would see the Hunters follow a more measured path than his.
I hope that is truth, Fesmer.
Sounds like we're almost there.
Praise Anorum. Velia cannot come soon enough. A bed, a warm bath.
Just remember, we're not here to lounge around. This is too much of a detour already.
Yes, I know this, Meek.
Yeah, well, I wonder if they do. I mean, how are the Hunters of Truth going to help us find Shauna?
You are not alone in your desire to find Shayna.
Feels that way lately.
Come on, guys. It's been 2 weeks on the road, and we're all a little cranky. Let's just... Ow! Oh, pens away.
Hey, why don't you let me get your...
I can carry my own bag.
Hey, Archon, hand me an ice pack.
What's ice pack?
You know, a blue bag, crack it and it gets cold. Come on, I saw you with one before Kaltarok.
You are mistaken.
Well, if it's not in my bag, it's either in yours, or maybe the little gremlins that steal...
I lost it, okay? Books in my file already!
Don't worry about it, I'll just walk it off.
Atta girl.
Your hands will heal in time, Kaith.
That's not really true. Jareth did his best, but...
At least we are still alive. That is what is important.
Yeah, we really dodged a bullet back there.
This journey, things keep getting worse for us. It... I don't know, it just makes me wonder.
Makes you wonder what?
What if we don't all walk away next time?
Arne Loparne, your attention, Senjin. We have arrived!
What?
Oh. Wow.
Behold, the only home I have known.
Velia, it has been... a long time.
Koden, your return is a joyous occasion. My compatriots will be delighted.
Do not presume. I have heard that much has changed. I should like to see with my own eyes this regeneration.
And see it you shall. Let us proceed.
I admit you are correct. The streets are crowded. But I am still uncomfortable leaving Alma in that public stable.
The horses will be fine, Jared. Particularly Alma. I still do not understand why you like that vicious beast.
And I still do not understand why you dislike horses so.
I simply do not. They are large, they bite and kick.
Do you know our destination, Shishwa?
And the city has changed so much since I was here last. For all the troubles it has had, the years have been prosperous.
What do you mean?
Velia has grown rapidly, perhaps even violently. But as different as the sights are, it is still the same fractious, loud, vibrantly alive city I once thought I could call home.
I'm telling you, I don't like her.
I know, Mike.
I mean, she's been traveling with us for what, 2 weeks? And what do we know about her? Her name, and that she's Vesemir's special friend. And that she was in Kaltarok for mysterious purposes. And she's part of this whole Hunters of the Truth thing. Which, I might add, I'm very confused about.
You're not getting any argument from me.
Seriously, who are these Hunters of the Truth? Everyone else knows what's up, but they're not saying anything.
I think Vesemir and what's-her-name, Vida, are the only ones who know what's going on. Jareth thought they were basically terrorists, but Zana's one of their founding members or something. I don't know. Zana won't talk to me about it.
Nah, and what's Zana's deal?
Didn't know 2 days ago, and I still don't know, Mike. I'm not sure I even want to.
It's weird. I mean, take Tita. She looks at Zana like she's some sort of hero, but Zana barely gives her the time of day.
I know, Mike. You're not saying anything new.
Whatever. None of this is bringing us closer to Shauna. Seems like we're only here because Vesemir and Dita led us here. If we had just kept going west,
we would have what? Frozen to death in those impenetrable mountains? You're right, though. This is a detour. But it's no big surprise. I mean, sure, they all want to find Shauna too, but you and I have just that one goal. They've got their own stuff to deal with. They had lives before we got here, believe it or not. Lives that had nothing to do with any of us. It's easy to forget that sometimes.
Vesemir?
Dita?
I should go ahead. I must inform the others that you approach so that preparations can begin. What great news the return of Codan will be.
That is wise. In any case, we should replenish our supplies first. Considering my traveling companions, one never knows when a hasty retreat will be required.
There is a merchant on the Street of Glass who should sell everything we need. He is sympathetic to us and would likely reduce his prices. Are all of you coming?
I do not know. Friends, a moment.
Friends?
Shh. This may be an uncomfortable question, yet I must ask it. What are we doing? I need to meet with my allies here, but...
I go to Prulawo Veleodi. I have questions that must be answered.
Vesemir, are these allies going to get us any closer to finding Shauna?
I am uncertain.
This Shayna is a priority, Mike, but not our first.
Then go. You've given us the language already, Fez. So I'm going to go see what I can find out on my own. Keith?
I'm going with Mike.
Are you certain?
We're here to find Shauna. I don't have time for your politics. Come on, Keith. Archon?
I feel I should accompany Vesemir.
Oh.
Meek, I am...
No, that's fine.
But if you...
You gotta do what you gotta do. We'll meet you at the inn, Zana pointed out. The dancing line?
Of course.
Come, Archon. Mike.
Yeah?
Be cautious.
Ain't I always? Wait, don't answer that. See you guys. Don't do anything I would, apparently.
I hope everything goes well.
What is their ailment?
It is not important. Zana, Archon, shall we replenish our supplies before we meet Dita at our destination?
Yes, we are out of many things. Jareth, you will be well. Heed Mike's just as sage advice and abstain from rash action.
Yes, Shishwa.
Oh, here it is.
Have we not already purchased our supplies, Shishwa?
We have, but this was once a shop of a friend. I would like to see if he remains here today.
We shall wait outside.
I did not expect Meek to give up so easily.
He has not given up his soap.
You miss my meaning.
Oh, Boxen Wofai, your romance
there
with...
There was no romance. Perhaps at one time. But there became too much between us.
Oh, that is unfortunate. I confess, I was surprised by your interest in Mike. He is so different from Jareth.
Jareth?
There's no need to be coy. I know you had feelings for Jeddah.
What you know is incorrect. Even if I had, his books were his only love. One girl could not compete with university. Until Shena.
It is almost 2 years since we called her to us. Did you ever think it would work as I had hoped?
What did you hope, Vesmer? Was there any more thought to it than impulse? To test your limits? My parents felt there was little reason for true concern.
That is right. All that time, you only followed me because...
My desires were never to be indulged, so I did not voice them. It is true I was with you so often because I had to be, but I had always hoped one day I would be allowed to want to be. Despite my false pretenses, I have always considered you a friend, Vesmer.
Makes sense after a fashion when I look back. For the longest time, I thought you were perhaps so often by my side because you were attracted to me.
Tell me of your Doki Luna. That is quite a secret to have kept, Vesmer.
I met her through the hunters.
This we all know.
She was charged to be my guide. But over time, she became more to me. A friend. Naipla Malunafai.
Why did she become a hunter? Was her family also destroyed by the Legion?
The hunters are her family. Her birth mother abandoned her to the care of her father, Founder Rungrot, who gave her the name of his deceased sister, Founder Dita. Though he loves his daughter, a fellow hunter who lost her own child truly raised Dita. I am told this nurse suffered a great loss and left the hunters, inviting Dita to accompany her. But to ask a child to choose between her blood father and her surrogate mother. Dita and I both understand abandonment and loss and have built a mutual regard on that foundation. Next to Zana, she is the only one I fully trust.
Meek always trusted me, despite...
all you have done?
And I had no choice but to trust his trust in me. In Laundi, we might have had the chance at more, but in Boston, I was merely his responsibility. Now even those feelings drain from him.
He is a reckless fool. The thought of him feeling responsible for you is beyond my comprehension. If anyone should feel responsible for another person, it should be you for him.
Meek could have abandoned me in Boston. Did you know he almost had to go before his world Sunjai to account for Shena's disappearance? Though it was my fault, he never once even considered placing the blame on me. Vesmer, may I confess something to you?
Do not tell me Mike and Kather of the Legion.
Not your guapi one, no. Will you promise to keep this secret?
Khan, is it as serious
as... I have been stealing from Meek. Do you recall when Jareth broke apart Meek's flashlight to see what was inside?
How could I forget?
Because of that, Meek and Kaith refused to lend Jareth any more of their belongings. Jareth was so forlorn that I took it upon myself to assist him with his research.
Was Jareth aware of this?
No. I assured him there would not be a problem. If he had suspicions... his curiosity overwhelmed them.
Why did you do this?
I resented Meek. I was helpless in Boston, and he was not. Each day, I had to accept his aid for my inabilities. Each day, it only wrinkled more. Can you imagine? He was nothing but kind to me. And the only way I could respond was to steal his treasured camping gear. Give it to the one person Meek dislikes.
Arkan, everything has shadows. Even the way we feel.
You have not heard the worst of it. There were only some items Jareth could reassemble. Others we disposed of. I should have ceased after Jareth failed to repair even one of Meek's things.
Why did you not?
In truth... because it was pleasant. I would sit with Jareth
as we did before Shena, and talk. I know some of Meek's world, and I could tell the all-knowing Jara things he did not know. He would take the devices apart as I tried to explain their functionality, and he confided in me how much he misses university, despite its failings. He misses teaching Phasma. He began to share OD theory with me, and together, we would try and apply it to Meek's technology. I ditched Meek for one who had me imprisoned less than 3 months ago.
He taught you OD theory?
Yes, but Meek would never understand...
Arkan, listen. With your cunning and talents, I have been thinking about your place for some time. You are hunted by both the Legion and University.
Do you think I have forgotten?
Where can you go if both worlds do not accept you? Arkan, the Hunters of Truth live outside the worlds of both Legion and University. You would be safe with us, and with the basic knowledge Jareth has taught you, I could even show you the ways of natural magic. Someone with your skills and exceptional talent would find a happy, productive place within our ranks. Our family. You would not be joining some cold organization. You would be joining me, and my family.
Phasmer, I do...
Ah, Zana, did you enjoy your reminiscence?
Indeed, though I am amazed that he still serves the same clientele.
Then it is time. Arkan?
Let us get this party started.
Have you seen this woman? Proudify, have you ever seen this woman? Have you ever seen this woman? You haven't any luck?
Nope. Mike, do you really think this is accomplishing anything?
Honestly?
No, jokingly. Of course, seriously.
We have to try.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Rinsen!
Hey, just because I'm not out in the woods hitting boys with foam swords doesn't mean I live in a box.
Apparently. Sir, if you'll just look... If we keep on stumping, the odds will eventually have to work in our favor.
Maybe this would actually work if we had a better drawing.
Hey, I don't see you doing a better job. Oh, sorry.
You're better with people. Plus, we only have the one crudely drawn picture.
It's too bad we can't use the photos.
We could, if you want to spend more time explaining what they are than actually getting answers, remember? Maybe we just have to change our strategy.
There's one thing that years of role-playing games have taught me. It's how to get useful information out of townsfolk. We are talking to everyone.
Everyone and their uncles and their sisters and their mothers and...
Yeah. Yes, the market square's a bust. The only thing I've learned is that people don't have a high opinion of the Legion, the Hunters, or the University.
And that's hardly news. Someone did mention a fire in the south side of town.
Sounds promising.
I assume that's where we're headed next?
You know it. Maybe there'll be a tavern on the way, and we can really get some info.
And I hope that is an adequate answer to your question. I believe we have time for one more before we complete this discussion. Second section, third row. Yes, you. Would you repeat that into the Rain-Up Win?
My question is a...
A moment, were you not in one of my lectures at Tarantinity?
Yes, I'm Del Targanone. My name is Aldo. I transferred here to Veliode several months ago.
Your question is?
My question is a slight diversion, but a necessary one. In Laundi, a town that is firmly under university's influence, the rhetoric of power always centered on the claim that our role was to guide with an open hand, not a closed feast. Yet here in Vilia, armed university guards patrol the streets enforcing our rules on others with little guiding detachment. And simultaneously, none look at our own house. There are charges of corruption and graft directed at the highest levels, yet none are addressed.
That is a complex question. I think you would be better equipped to answer it, Aindel Agonostro.
This is a complex issue, and time is limited. Succinctly, your concerns are not exclusively yours. Officially, unlike towns such as Laundi, Velia is overtly contested. The Legion of Orin operates with an openness normally seen only in their regions of control. The Hunters of Truth seek to sow chaos wherever possible for reasons which are their own. Against such actions, how can we not meet force with force?
Our enemies, our rivals, have turned this city into a battlefield. If we were to retreat from this battle, perhaps our ethics would be intact, but at what cost to the Velian people? We have a responsibility to them. Some say it is self-imposed, yet I disagree. Unlike Laundi, the town of Velia grew around the school. Should we callously turn away when it becomes unpopular and controversial to protect Velia from her foes?
Discussion of this nature could continue indefinitely. No doubt students 100 years from now will still debate the merit of our actions today. Regarding corruption within our own system, I can only say this. Accusations like these are never taken lightly. With that, I am afraid we must draw this evening to a close. My colleague from Tarantenody and I would like to thank you all for attending tonight. Now, return to your schoolwork. That last question was an irksome one.
Indeed, there must always be one student who tries to divert the discussion to his own interest.
To be certain. Remind me to share a question a student asked me in my applications of moral philosophy seminar a week past. I am afraid here we must part ways, as my afternoon courses await elucidation. Do you desire a guide to lead you around campus?
No, it has not been so long since I was last here.
Very well, old friend. Be safe. We will speak further of obnoxious students.
I'm certain we shall. Enjoy your classes. Some people do not change.
Hold very still, Perrinchois. The knife I hold to your neck is quite sharp.
By Ainorum, Jareth.
Quietly, Perrinchois. You are alone.
Jareth, what are you doing here?
I desire answers. You will give them to me.
Of course. Let me go, Jareth.
Swear that you will not raise an alarm, and I shall do just that.
You know that I would not even consider it. Ainorum, you gave me a fright. What are you doing here? And what happened to you? You look terrible.
This is not important.
How did you get here? The entire campus is closed under Warden Key, and there are armed guards everywhere. You did not harm anyone, did you?
If these things were to be obstacles, it is no surprise Velia Ori has such security problems. And no, none are hurt so badly they will not recover by tomorrow.
I had always hoped that you would become more of a scholar than a warrior, but you are indeed your grandfather's heir.
Enough prattle. What do you know of Theoden? How high do these lies go?
I am afraid I do not understand.
No evasions, Perrinchois. I know the lies we tell our students. I would have the truth here and now.
Jareth.
Were you aware that your friend, Aindel Alganostro, was implicated in a plot against the university-owned facility in Kaltrok? A facility that is supposed to destroy Theoden, but in truth refines them?
Jareth, calm yourself immediately. Your presence here could cause greater complications than you could imagine. Leave this place quietly. Tomorrow we may...
No! I will not depart without answers.
Oh, Turin. However, none of this should be discussed here. Return with me to my quarters, and we shall discuss this at length and leisure. There is much you do not understand.
Huh. You know, I never thought about it like that before. It really doesn't make sense that Goofy would have a pet dog.
I know, right?
So are you sure we're going in the right direction? These streets are like a maze.
We're going south, that's for sure.
Are you? I don't see that compass you usually have glued to your palm.
After all this time going west, I think I'm developing an internal compass, like a passenger pigeon.
Homing pigeon. Passenger pigeons are the extinct ones.
Wow. Guess there was a fire. Almost looks like an explosion, actually.
We must have just missed it. Everything's still smoking. I hope no one was hurt.
Well, shall we get to work?
Yeah. I'm gonna go ask those old guys what happened.
Excuse me, Valo? Bazona, could I just ask you... if I could just... Wow. Real helpful people around here.
Hey, so those guys are pretty helpful.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was some sort of fighting in the streets a little while ago, and that got the fire started. It spread fast.
Fighting? Like a riot?
Yeah, they didn't know who was fighting, only that it was any combination of the Legion, the Hunters, and University Guards. I guess between the three of them, they've really been tearing this town apart lately. But I don't know how this is helping us find Shauna.
Well, we did go in the wrong direction. Anyway, something's better than nothing, which is what I've got so far. Nobody's in the mood to talk.
Apparently there are bars and stuff down that way, shall we?
Yeah. I'm getting low on money, though.
That's all right. I'll just win us some more.
In all my life, I would have never pegged you for such a gambler, Kate.
As my dad would say, we all have our vices. The lucky ones get to turn them into virtues. So let's go.
You're gonna get me into trouble one of these days.
It was an enormous explosion. Never have I seen such force unleashed. It was fortunate we were able to warn the people.
It is always the people who suffer. Imagine putting a Tejon refinery in the center of a town.
The callousness of our enemies will be their undoing.
It is an amazing coincidence. Vesemir arriving at the same time you did, and on such different missions.
Indeed. It is truly a disappointment. I was unable to return with any evidence of what was occurring there.
Take solace in that. Though the month ahead will not be easy for them, the scourge plaguing the people of Kaltarak is no more.
Yes, my mission may have failed, but a great deed was done. Vesemir, Vesemir, a moment.
There are so many. All these are hunters?
They are so young.
Once you were also young.
I was much older when I was young.
Vesemir, I have waited for you.
I see you have gathered many.
As many as were near Tivalia.
Yet, where is Rungrot?
I do not know. Perhaps a task delays him. He would not wish to be late today.
Whatever his intentions, I must attend to certain things. Will you introduce Arkan and Koden to the others?
I can think of nothing I would rather do. Vesemir.
Zana, I have always trusted you. Trust in me. Dita is a capable member.
Well, Koden, you require a little introduction. Although you arrived just in time.
By the small hairs of an at. Exposing the lies of academia takes time.
I would like you to
Zana.
Meet... Yes. This is Aldo of Landi.
You seem familiar.
Oh, and this is Severi of Mosquiton.
Alex Jadot.
A pleasure.
Zana! Of Zana's Pig Pies!
Yes, well...
These Zana's Pig Pies? Your restaurant wholly redeemed an otherwise unremarkable visit to Laundi recently.
His name again is Mr. Ham.
Chagrindio?
Why have you come here? Are you considering opening a restaurant in Vilia? Please do. Bailin cuisine in this city is a mere jest.
And this is Arkan, a friend of Vesemir.
Bui bui. A friend of Vesemir is a friend to all here.
Chagrindi, you are from Laundi as well.
Zana, if I may be so bold, I have...
Indeed, you seem familiar. I apologize for my failure of memory, but have we met somewhere before?
No, I am afraid not. Though I used to work at Zana's.
Well, I...
With Vesemir?
Yes.
You must have many amusing stories.
I suppose.
I am going to get some vate. Anyone else?
So, why does a Tarantinity student such as yourself join the hunters?
Out of desire to enact real change on the world. University has talk and study, but all they desire is to preserve their way.
And you desire to enact change through violence?
Merely one tool. And one of last resort. Our true concern is information. As the Debnulo the Sage said, knowledge is the true power. The forces of Oran and University alike seek to hold all power. We want to give that great power to the people.
Well, as Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility.
Sine Rian! Your uncle is a wise man, Arkan. Forgive me, I seem to have underestimated you. Perhaps we should speak of this further. The hunters could use people of your intelligence.
Just like that last mission Vesemir sent us on.
I do agree. Yet he gathered that information by infiltrating a Legion meeting. Without that tactical knowledge, we would never have been able to capture and ransom those high-ranking university officials.
Do you not mean Legion spies?
To be most accurate, I should say the deceased, since that is what they were after university dealt with them.
You will have to pardon an old woman. I am feeling somewhat ill. It has been a long journey, and I would like to rest my feet. Paradofai.
Severi. Vesemir asked that I take special care of her. Paradofai.
Not at all.
Arkan, are you run on your own?
I can care for myself.
Can I obtain anything to unburden your spirits?
Oh, Grandillo, I was merely overwhelmed for a moment. I will be Rana.
Coden? Why did you depart the hunters?
Well,
my father tells me that you simply left one day. Was there another fight to be fought?
Childish fancies are best left with you.
Oh. What have you been doing since then?
I found others who needed my guidance.
Vesmer, yes, he was quite lost. I'm glad you sent him. Yet, he has found his path and no longer needs your guidance. Will you not take up your path once more?
Vesmer is not my only concern.
You have not answered any of my questions, merely reinforced truths I had already surmised for myself.
Paradophi, not all are as astute. I have found it best to state only those facts that are most easily recognized as such.
You are full of more secrets than most. But at what price do you carry them? We here are your family. Why do you continue?
Attention! Attention, comrades of truth!
What is Vesmer?
His path.
Greetings, compatriots! It is my hope that you all have been well since our last gathering. Our accomplishments have accumulated to staggering heights, and they only continue to rise. I am proud of your efforts, not only as individuals, but as a whole. United, we can attain anything we strive for. Divided, we will never know victory. Each victory, each successfully completed mission, adds power, resources, and awareness to our cause. I have you, my friends, my people, to thank for our triumphs. Our time is nigh.
I know them.
Old truths made new shall be revealed to the masses. It is time they knew what the world holds.
What does it hold?
It holds forgotten knowledge that shall now be remembered.
Yes!
And how is it going to be remembered?
I have at last succeeded in bringing the two that left back to us.
Vesmer, no.
Tell us of that success.
I brought them back to be the means of finding the gifted one, the one that the Legion stole as its prize. But they shall not have possession of their prize for much longer, for the subjugators retain the reward. But I intend for us, the hunters of truth, to be victorious in our search for the gifted one. She will lead us to new truths.
Lead us to victory, Vesmer.
With our victory, we shall create a world not new, but as Ainoram intended. There will be no university system to hold us back.
You will not be held back any longer.
No legion to oppress us.
We wish to be unfettered from their binds.
Tell us how to accomplish this.
We have been gaining on Shayna for 3 months, and soon we shall have her in our grasp. Soon our hope will be realized.
Tell us of our hope.
We now know, thanks to the two that left, exactly where Shayna is. And we will make her ours, as we will make Emirand ours.
And if she cannot be ours?
Tell us, what then?
If the Gifted One has already become Oren's chosen, or refuses to aid us, then we must be prepared.
Vesmer.
We must be prepared for the sake of Emirand. To have her death on our hands.
Thank you for listening to Second Shift, a production of Blue Sky Red Entertainment. Episode 23, Revolution Part 1, was written by John Tanzer with Missy Serby and edited by Brandon Kroos. It was directed by Mike Hunter. The voice actors in order of audience are Christina Milodowicz as Dita and Zana, Mike Hunter as Mike, Julia Lunetta as Archon, Alexandria Gist as Catherine, Brad Smith as Jareth, Ari Herbstman as Vesmer, Paul Harrington Davis as Targanone, Sammy Genstein as Alganostro, Matt Kimmel as Aldo, and Ricky Leisherson as Severy. Additional voices by Heather J. Williams and members of the Second Shift cast. Audio editing and mastering by Brad Smith. Additional audio editing, mixing, and sound design by Chuck Leducer at Red Dog Studios in Blackstone, Massachusetts. www.reddogstudio.com. Original music composed by Tibben Weinstock. The creator and executive producer of Second Shift is Andrea Jennifer Schubert. For more information and to join our listener community, please visit our website at secondshiftpodcast.com, part of Podplay Network. The Second Shift podcast is distributed by Farpoint Media. Second Shift copyright 2009, Blue Sky Red Design.
It's rolling.
Okay. Doesn't it start with my
groan?
Groan, damn you.
Groan! Oh, my printout of page 4 doesn't have me.
Groan. Oh, you have the old one. You groan.
I groan. Okay.
You groan.
That's I didn't really need the line. I can just tell me to groan and I'll groan.
Yeah, but now you can see the brakes.
Oh, okay.
Them's the brakes. Thanks. I can't believe we all made out.
Oh, oh my god,
that
so life. Drunk.
That's
oh,
totally
never,
the last one I've seen.
Honestly, it's unbelievable.
Meek, you are not to speak of that.
it was when Vera started crying out, oh, Paul, oh, Paul. Oh,
stop. It doesn't count if you write slash with your own character.
He tried to make me go to rehab, but I said,
Po.
We must be prepared for the sake of Amiran to have her death on our hands.
Dun, dun, dun.